And now this is a dictation for Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, August 1742, addresses a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Greer, G-R-E-E-R-N-T, 810-244-0226. Dear Mrs. Greer, follow up for Mrs. Wheeler. Renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, problems of potassium, last visit in February. Weight is down, poor appetite, low taste. She blames this to nasal congestion, posterior drainage that induces the nausea and vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding, has nocturia, otherwise no urinary symptoms, denies gross edema, ulcers, mobility restricted as she cannot see, denies chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Other review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Treatment for high potassium 3 days a week. Remains on diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph. Weight 167. Blood pressure has been in the 140s over 70s. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3. Lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. From March, anemia 9.2, iron deficiency, creatinine 1.5 for a GFR of 33, other chemistries stable. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 to 4, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. High potassium, well controlled. Iron deficiency, Lily is going to need intravenous iron, awaiting new chemistries. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no need for binders. Acid base is stable. Chemistries in a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.